Welcome to Shomach Shavah and Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishma Asar, and Bakashom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding what with Tzio Adav Kuv Beis. The Gemara in the Taba Mundalev says that a tenant, one who rented a house, when he leaves the house, he cannot take away the mezuzahs. He should not remove the mezuzah from the house. And as Toys mentions in the previous Amud, is because the mezikim come to the house and ruin it when he removes the mezuzah. So the Rechaim and the Sefer called Rishon Letzion, Yeridir Reish Tzadik Aleph, Ois Beis, on this halacha that says that someone who's a tenant leaves the house should not remove the mezuzahs. So he asked the Rechaim, what's the problem taking the mezuzah? The new tenants that will come in, they'll put their own mezuzah. So you will always have a mezuzah. What's the issue? So he says, yes, but the problem is if you remove the mezuzah, until the new tenant comes in, the mezikim will come into the house and ruin the house. So you want to have a protection, an undisturbed protection. So you want to have a mezuzah. Never remove the mezuzah. If you remove the mezuzah, the mezikim can come in. So as to Rechaim, but every house, before the new first tenant came in, there was no mezuzah over there. So the mezikim could have caught in before. So why now we're so caring about the fact that you need to have a mezuzah the whole time and don't remove the mezuzah? What about originally when the house was built? You don't require it to have a mezuzah before the first tenant moves in. So answers the Rechaim and says like this. A house that has no mezuzah doesn't attract so much the mezikim. But here that there is a mezuzah, which is a protection. If you remove the protection, so now the mezikim are super attractive to this house and they'll come with all their might. A location that had protection prevented them from coming in before. They are more attracted to that place than a place which is an open place. And I saw that in the Sefer L'Hoyrus Noson, he connects this Arachaim, the Arachaim in Pashas Chukas, beginning of Pashas Chukas. The other Arachaim explains that Yisrael, when a Jew dies, he causes a Tumas Mace, the highest level of Tumas Mace. But when a Goy dies, it doesn't create such great Tumas Mace. What's the difference? So he says the Mazikim, the Koyches Atumo, are trying their whole life to attack a Yid who's surrounded with Gdusha and Mitzvahs, and they're not able to, because he has the neshama who's protecting him. The minute the neshama leaves the body, now they have an opening, now they come. Now there's a huge tumor coming out of the body of a Yid. But a guy that throughout his life, he didn't really have a protection. So the mezikim are not so attractive to come to him. So therefore, he doesn't cause him a lot of so much tumor when he dies. And he says, Moshel Ma'adav Redoyme, when you have two vessels, one has honey in it, and one has garbage in it. And the owner takes out both vessels, puts it outside. Where the flies and bees are going to be attracted to? They're going to be much more attracted to the honey than to the garbage. So he says, that is the mess, that's the nimshol by Yisrael. The klipos, the mezikim, are trying to connect to Yisrael. They're not able to when he's alive. So when he dies, then they come and attack, and they're much more attracted to the guf of Yisrael. But a guf of a goy that they never had protection, so then they're not so attracted to it once he dies. It's like the vessel of garbage compared to the vessel of honey. And this is Mamash Nekuda here by the mezuzah. If you had a mezuzah and you removed it, you're much worse than not having a mezuzah to begin with. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to Hotzer Group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.